What happens when you live a soul-guided life? You say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. Each week on Your Soul Guidance Radio, where you make dreams come true, Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams. Learn to overcome any obstacle that's stopping you and turn adversities into adventures. Saskia's life is the living proof that extraordinary choices lead to an extraordinary life. She triumphed from being held at gunpoint in the jungles of Africa to traveling to over 55 countries, helping people around the world tap into the power of their soul. You know you have a calling. Each week, let Saskia and her guests show you how to play the biggest game of your life. Now, here is your host, Saskia Roel.
Hi, everyone. I'm your host, Saskia Roel from YourSoulGuidance.com, and you're listening to Your Soul Guidance with me on Transformation Talk Radio. So stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience how to say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to the infinite potential of your soul. This show is all about soul, about how to unleash your brilliance, how to listen to your soul, how to go after your biggest dreams and be unstoppable. And today we have such an amazing guest. I'm so excited. We're talking with Michelle Vickers about your soul, the greatest and only guru you will ever need. So stay with Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. We're live each Wednesday at 6 a.m. Pacific, 8 Central, and 9 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Michelle Vickers is here today, and she has spent lifetimes cultivating a greater understanding of the universe, how it works, why we're here, and it is through her past experiences and dedication to personal change that allows her to offer her ancient knowledge on a universal level, explaining who we are and why we are here. Michelle's gifts offer you the opportunity to experience feeling the fullness of your soul's energy, free from any personal challenges or illusions, connecting you directly to your soul, and then holding the space so you're able to nurture and develop your relationships on a physical level. Cultivating this relationship with your soul brings you a deeper clarity and awareness of the powerful gifts and talents you have within you. I'm so excited Michelle's here. Last week I experienced a session with her and it was absolutely amazing. Absolutely deeply did I experience my soul, and it launched me in an even greater awareness of why I'm here. And that's why Michelle's here now, to inspire all of you. Michelle, welcome.
Good morning, Saskia. Thank you so much for having me today. This is wonderful.
Well, it is absolutely wonderful. And you are going to clear up our day, Michelle, here. It's rainy. It's gray. So you're going to put some sunshine here in our soul. Michelle, I ask this all my guests. What happens when you have like a soul path that's been calling you forever, and at some point in your life, you open that door and you say goodbye to your small self and say hello to the infinite potential of your soul? Has there been a moment in your life that was like a defining moment when you did that, or were you always like so connected to your soul?
You know, I was connected when I first got here, when I was a little person, and I wasn't raised in a family that nurtured this lifestyle, this awareness, mostly because my parents were not nurtured by their parents. So I really shut down. And again, in my teen years, I knew there was something more to life. I just had no idea what it was. And I moved across the country. You know, I kept looking outside of myself. I studied with a number of different Native nations, with wise men, with shamans, with a number of different religious backgrounds as well, in different churches, looking. And I kept looking, and I kept looking outside. And, you know, there was a couple of events in my life that really brought me to a place that I began to realize that it was inside. The first one was really my mother passed away, and it was, she had had cancer four times, and every time she got it, it made me look a little bit deeper into what is disease and what is actually, how is it being caused, you know? So I got deeper and deeper, and then when she passed away, there was a moment where I just went, okay, this is not the life that I want. I don't want to live in fear of dying. Mm. And then I started to begin to ask questions, you know, just of myself. And as soon as I started asking questions of myself, the people with the answers started to show up. And it was this amazing flow that the greater the questions were, the greater the teacher was.
Mm.
Teachers are not always masters. Sometimes they're 2-year-old children who say something and you just go, wow, that's it.
Yeah. What kind of questions, Michelle, did you ask?
I started to ask, you know, what makes a person whole? You know, what is it that we're all looking for? Why do I not feel content at the end of the day? Where does joy come from? The big questions, and it's as I continue on my journey, even to this day, you know, my questions, essentially my questions are fairly the same, but the answers change daily because every day we become more aware. And I think that that's where a lot of people become very challenged is that, you know, they don't allow themselves to change and they get nervous, you know, or they'll have a big revelation and a big shift and a big change. And then they want to hold on to that change because it feels so good. And mm-hmm. they want to hold on to it for years to come. And, you know, what I've learned fundamentally is I may have a huge shift today, and I also may have another one tomorrow. So it's about allowing that to happen. And I may not have another one for 6 months, but it's allowing the new awareness that we receive to become wisdom. And the only way we can do that is by allowing the flow and the change to continue, right? So, you know, what brings me joy and my understanding of what brings joy that I received 5 years ago is vastly different than what I received 5 minutes ago, because we're all on this journey of becoming more aware of who we are.
Yeah. And where does our soul come in here, Michelle? I mean,
well, you know, it was interesting because I was working with a gentleman, and, you know, he needed someone to do some, at that time, what they were calling it was channeling. And, you know, the person that he had been working with left. And so it took me about 2 months to get the courage to say, you know, I could try that. But I kept feeling inside of me that I could connect. And I had messages from different people who connected really well, whether it was psychics or channelers in the past. And the messages that always came through were, Michelle, you connect really well. You connect very strongly. And I didn't know what that meant at the time. You know, I knew that when there was beings in the room, whether it was, you know, people that passed over or angelics or my soul or, you know, universal beings like Mother Earth, I can feel their energy instantly and I know who they are. So I can recognize the difference between, you know, if there's 100 souls in the room, I know the person and I also know their soul separately and I know each one individually, and I didn't understand. So, at that time, I wasn't sure, you know, what they meant by you could really try it. So I thought, okay, I'll say to this person, maybe I can try it. And I did. And it was like coming home. It was like, not only do I connect, but I can receive the messages. And it was phenomenal. I did it. I did that connection and that type of work extensively for about 2 years. I was doing it pretty much. You know, I would say anywhere from 4 hours a day to 12 hours a day, constant. I could do.
What was it, Michelle? You were exactly, I want to make sure everybody gets it that's listening. What exactly were you doing? Were you like channeling? Were you channeling?
Everybody from people's souls to, you know, angels, the archangels, to the, you know, the creators, every being that has something, if they were created, just like souls, so we're all created in this universe, and, you know, every aspect of the universe needs to be created as well. So there's different beings. So we have the planetary beings, and each one of these planets has a consciousness. So you can connect directly to Mother Earth's energy at any point, and you feel her, but there's also messages that you can receive. So, you know, I was doing this for literally for 2 years, and whether it was a person who wanted to connect with their soul to receive messages about their journey and their path, or whether it was, you know, wanting to connect with any of the planetary beings or any of the angels to receive wisdom and guidance on how best to move forward in my life or how best to move forward for others in their lives. So it's very different than, you know, a psychic in that sense. I'll give you an example in that. A couple weeks ago, I had a session with a client, and I was connected with her soul, and she asked me about her son. And, you know, I said, wow, he feels, you know, it's almost like you're smothering him and that he can't breathe right now, and you're backing him into a corner, and he's not sure what to do. And I said, it's almost like, I don't know if he's 16, 17, and he's filling out applications for university and college, but he's trying to please you, and it's not happy for him at all. And she just looked at me, and I said, okay, is your son that old, or is he like 3? So it turned out that that's exactly what was happening. And it was interesting because, you know, she had said to me, I went to, or one of her friends is a psychic and gave her messages.
Michelle, I really don't want to interrupt you, and we have plenty of time, but we're heading to a break. So I love being in the conversation, but I'm looking at the time and knowing that, you know, we're heading to a break. So everybody stay tuned. You are listening to Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. We have an amazing guest, Michelle Vickers, talking about your soul, the greatest and only guru you will ever need. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams, or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Anne's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Are the magic and mysteries of Egypt calling you? Picture yourself standing between the paws of the Sphinx, meditating inside the Great Pyramid and other sacred temples and exclusive visits. Imagine cruising down the Nile on a luxurious private sailing yacht and exploring the peaceful countryside of Egypt. If you're interested in travel that expands, transforms, and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this September. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Everyone, you're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. Today we have the honor to talk with Michelle Vickers about your soul, the greatest and only guru you will ever need. But before we continue, Michelle, I want to make sure people know how to contact you, how to find you. So can you give the listeners your information?
Wonderful. Yes, definitely. My website is www.michellevickers.com. And it's michellevickers.com. And there's lots of information on there. And it talks about a lot of what we're just talking about today, you know, just being yourself and in finding the courage to empower yourself and remember, you know, who you are as a soul and why you're here. So, yeah, thank you.
That's great, Michelle. I want to continue our conversation because you were talking about working with this woman and you were telling her about her son, who was in the end 3 years old. Were you saying that?
Well, he was actually 16. So, you know,
yes.
And I said I thought he was 16 and I was then, you know, Michelle gets the little Michelle, the me, goes, okay, maybe the child's only 3 or 4. But no, he was 16. He was filling out applications for university and college. And, you know, the interesting aspect was that her friend who was a psychic who had given her a message was talking about drugs. And her daughter had also gone to a psychic and said, you need to worry about your brother and drugs. Mm-hmm. And the interesting thing, what hit me and what really made sense was that, you know, it was the soul talking. And rather than having a physical experience, which would have very much understood why, which explains the drug aspect, when you go and connect with your soul, we're going to the heart of the matter. So that's why they explained. The heart of the matter is that she was suffocating him because she wanted him to make decisions based on her dreams and goals for her son, rather than allowing him to live his life. So what happened is that when her soul connected, it shared that message with her. You need to let him live his life.
Yeah.
And what happens is that the outcome, if she doesn't do that, is the drugs. So when they're getting messages about drugs, but they don't know how to fix it because they're going to the physical, the very third dimensional, rather than going to the soul and saying, listen, soul, help me understand what I'm doing so that I can make a better life for myself and my son. And that was the information. So, you know, It's up to us whether we choose to back off or not, obviously, but the soul will always share with you the exact information you need in the moment, because that's the other thing, too, is your soul works in real time. So, you know, if there's a challenge that you're facing in this moment, your soul will share with you information in this moment. So we all have this ability to connect with our soul. It's just a matter of choosing to connect or not. And a lot of people have just forgotten how to do that. So,
you know,
that's what I do. I just remind them how to connect.
Michelle, and of course people are listening, maybe thinking, yeah, you can do it, but how do I do it?
You know, once you do it the first time, it becomes simpler because you become familiar with the feeling. And that's really, you know, what I do is the first time we have a soul connection, when I have a soul connection with a client, as you can attest to, you feel the fullness of who you are during that whole time. That whole, you know, 45 minutes, you're sitting there in your energy. So, and there's two reasons for this. Yes, you're receiving information and awareness, but the fundamental reason, the big reason, is so that the next time, you know, you're doing the dishes and all of a sudden you feel that same energy coming in, you're going, oh my gosh, my soul's here. This is so cool, you know? It's not this huge, big, dramatic, I need to get into it. It's very much, your soul is always with you. And it's just that choice of recognizing, you know, choosing to recognize in the moment, okay, I'd like to connect with my soul and allow myself that guidance and that wisdom.
Michelle, could you give, like, if people sit here listening, thinking, so it's like feeling the fullness, is there like a specific process or step, or you would say, you know, ask your soul, or when you start connecting with your soul, you do it in a certain way?
Yeah, so what I do is whether, you know, for myself and also when I'm leading groups, we just sit. So, you know, right now, if you're listening and you want to connect with your soul, just, you know, if you can, if you're driving, please don't close your eyes. But if you're not, just, you know, close your eyes and take a couple deep breaths and notice your body, how it feels, and then just ask inside your head, just say, you know, I'd like to connect with my soul. And notice if there's any shifting, you know. And when I say shifting, for me what happens is my breathing changes very slightly, and I feel like I have a little bit of weight in my chest area, because it's in that heart center, that chest, that's where our soul lives. That's why we survive here without arms and legs, because our soul is in the core of our body.
Yeah, it is beautiful. And why is it so important, Michelle, for people to realize that the only guru they have is actually our soul? I truly believe in this. What is your take on this?
Well, your soul knows everything about you. And
yeah,
your soul never judges you. It has no expectations of you. You know, there's so many people out there that say, you know, I have a purpose and I need to fulfill my purpose. What that actually is, from my understanding, is that you have within you an energy that is bursting to be shared. And it's you wanting to share that with yourself and with the rest of the world. But it's not it's not a purpose. It's not a purpose. It's your choice whether you choose to share it. But it's this excitement that you just want to share it so much, because you know that when you share that, you offer fullness to everyone else. And that's the difference from a purpose. A purpose is, you know, angelics, from my understanding, angels and creators, creator gods, creator beings, they're the only ones who have a purpose. They come here with a specific purpose, and not only that, but they need to focus on that 100% of the time. If an angel is focused on creating, you know, divine flow and the wind, then they are unable to take their attention off that. If they take their attention off that for one moment, that will cease to exist. So you can see how that's a purpose. That's a universal purpose. That being was created with that job, whereas humans, human souls, we're not created in that way. We're here to play. We were created simply to be able to have physical experiences whenever we chose. So we have this soul, and then whenever we choose to have an experience, whether we want to experience the dynamics of love, if we want to experience challenge, suffering, pain, calm, we come in and we have these different lives, but our soul essence is what is who we are. It's our nature. And that is what we're always being called to share with ourselves and with everyone else. And that's why it often feels like a purpose, because we feel like, oh my gosh, unless I figure out what this is or how to do it, I am not going to be complete. And what it really is the universe calling you and your soul calling you, saying, it's time to become yourself, to become a full expression of all you have to offer, because you've chosen the people in your life, your parents, your children, your partners, your work associates, your friends, and you've chosen them specifically, and they've chosen you so that you can all share who you are right down to the core of it, the fullness of it. And that's why so many people are being called and waking up now and remembering more and more and more of who they are on a soul level.
So you would say, what would you say is our purpose then? To experience and express our fullness, the fullness of our soul's energy?
Yeah, well, we were created to play. We were literally created to come here and play in this physical experience. And there was some manipulation that went on from some other beings, and that's how we ended up in this sort of rat race. This we just don't know up from down. We can't remember who we are. And right now we're breaking through all of that. And there's definitely so many people who, you know, have broken through. There's another group of those who, you know, are interested in breaking through and have no idea where to start. And then there's the others who are just not interested at all. They're very comfortable in their stuff and being in that physical experience. And it's amazing, because every single one of those groups has something to offer at this stage. So it's not anyone's better or worse, or, you know, higher or lower. It's that we're all just different and we have something different to offer.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Well, we're almost going to a break. We are going to a break. Everyone, you're listening to Your Soul Guidance with Saskia, and Michelle Vickers is talking about your soul, the greatest and only guru you will ever need. For any one of you, if you are at crossroads and you really want to break through and follow your soul's calling, I've created a 21-day free, absolutely free training. You can find that at yoursoulguidance.com. So in the break, if you want to head over there, if you want to check out Michelle Vickers with all her beautiful healings and sessions and soul readings, however we're going to call that, it's on a beautiful website. Michelle, can you say your website one more time?
Yes, it's michellevickers.com.
MichelleVickers.com. We are heading to a break. Stay tuned, everyone. We'll be right back.
And this is Chris DiPaolo broadcasting live from your number one buying destination, Central Auto Group, exit 87, I-395 in Plainfield, Connecticut, the home of Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, and now Volkswagen. It's Crush the Competition Month at Central Auto Group. That's what they're doing during the month of May. But all of the great things I'm telling you about, it's a limited time. It could end at any moment, which means don't wait. Get up here as soon as you can to get to Central Auto Group and bring your trade, which could be worth lots of money and a minimum of $2,500. Guaranteed most for your trade, no matter what kind of condition it's in. Bring it to Central Auto Group in Plainfield, Connecticut. 600 vehicles in stock with hundreds of certified pre-owned vehicles. 860-564-4014 is the phone number. Drive away a new Ford Fiesta, Mazda 3, Hyundai Elantra, or Volkswagen Jetta for only $129 a month. Remember, tell your friends, tell your family, guaranteed minimum $2,500 for your trade, no matter what the condition. Take a route 2 West past the casino, a right onto Route 164 North, another right onto 395 North, two exits up the road is exit 87, bottom of the ramp, take a right, and you're here at your number one buying destination, Central Auto Group in Plainfield, Connecticut. Keep your dial tuned right here to Stereo 1230 WBLQ.
Your number one buying destination, Central Auto Group.
This is it. May is here, and Central Auto Group in Plainfield is out to crush the competition. Central cannot and will not be undersold. Your number one buying destination with over 600 vehicles in stock. Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, and now Volkswagen. We are selling new Ford F-150s, $8,500 under sticker. Mazda CX-9s, $5,100 under sticker. New Hyundai Sonatas, $6,200 under sticker. And new Volkswagen Routans, $10,000 under sticker. Your choice of a new Ford Fiesta, Mazda 3, Hyundai Elantra, or Volkswagen Jetta, all for only $129 a month. Over 160 vehicles that get over 40 miles per gallon. Central wants your trade. We'll pay you $2,500 minimum for any trade, no matter what the condition. Hundreds of certified pre-owned vehicles in America's best warranty. 10 years, 100,000 miles. Open Sundays. Central Auto Group, CT.com. Exit 87, I-395, Plainfield. 860-564-4014.
Central Auto Group.
Ladies, did you know that most of you are wearing the wrong size bra? Seriously, aren't you tired of straps falling, underwires jabbing, and that uncomfortable feeling all day long? Tired of searching store after store only to settle for a bra that almost fits? You know you are. That's why you need to know about Zoe and Company. They specialize in bras that actually fit. It's worth the drive to Westerly, Rhode Island to find this lingerie superstore in a boutique setting. Zoe and Company offers the largest selection of everyday bras, sports bras, nursing bras, bra size swimsuits, and post-surgery bras anywhere. You'll find over 40 brands and more than 170 sizes. Cup sizes range from AA to JJ, and most importantly, their knowledgeable staff is there to help. So call Zoe and Company now to make an appointment for your personalized fitting at 401-596-8050. That's 401-596-8050. Visit them on the web at zoeandcompany.com. Zoe and Company, professional bra fitters. It's an uplifting experience.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on Earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Hi, everyone. We're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. And today we're talking with Michelle Vickers about how your soul is the only guru you ever need. And Michelle, how can people find you, connect with you for all the beautiful things you're doing?
They can connect through my website. It's michellevickers.com. And yeah, there's all the information there, whether you're choosing to have a soul connection or you're choosing to take the course, the intensive course. It's our soul awakening. And it's a journey that allows you to become comfortable with who you are. It builds a foundation so that you're able to grow and connect with your soul in the way that your soul intended. And then it culminates in a ceremony where there's a soul anointment ceremony. And that process is actually you choosing consciously to connect to your soul in a physical way, and it brings your energy back to the original intention that your soul intended when you came here. So what that means in plain speak is that essentially you are returned to your awareness and the vibration, so that full essence of who you are. And you've combined it with all of the experiences that you've had in this life. So those two powerful experiences come together and allow you to be this amazing being. So now you have a much more instant awareness of your gifts and your abilities and how to use them. So it's quite an interesting experience, and it's very, very powerful. It goes with a course simply because, you know, you need to know how to use it before you get it. So it's like the learner's manual, but at the same time, it builds a foundation so you can continue to go back and look at the information that you received and you learned and you incorporated, because just like you were asking at the beginning, you know, there's questions that we need to ask ourselves every day, you know, am I on the path for me? And when you're connected to your soul, that information will arrive for you in that moment. So yes, you're on the path. However, a shift to this would be beneficial for you. Or, you know, turn left here, because if you do continue to make that right turn, you're going to have more challenges than you need to. So it's really that instant awareness. And you also are able to recognize, you know, the people that start to come at you and what their intentions are. So if they're positive intentions or negative intentions, you know instantaneously, because you have that much of a deeper connection with your soul. So it's quite remarkable. It's great for people who are, you know, in living a spiritual life, but it's also extremely amazing for people who are in the business world. You know, you have that awareness, and I have a extensive background in the corporate world, and you know, to be able to take these gifts, and when I started using them in the corporate world, it was really interesting, because you know, I was having these amazing experiences, and you know, I would have all different levels of people coming in going, what are you doing differently, because it's working and it's amazing. So it is really cool.
It is really cool. And I had a session from you, and it was really, really cool. And as I was sharing with you, it's subtle. It's, for me, it was this subtle but very big shift of feeling, you know, my deep longing to share the message of the soul and to be of service. And it's just a very beautiful feeling to come fuller and fuller in your purpose. And I think that's the most fulfilling thing, you know, at least I can experience. So thank you so much for that, Michelle. Michelle, what is our power? How does that relate to our soul's energy? Is that our power spot? How would you describe that?
That's where our power comes from. So, you know, and power isn't to have control over someone else or something else. Power is, it's this energy that flows from you. And what happens is the more we cultivate this energy, it becomes fuller and fuller. So the fuller it becomes, the more aware we become. So it works in every different aspect. So let's say, you know, you had someone that was close to you that was suffering from an illness or a disease of some sense or some sort. You could, the more you've cultivated your power, the more you have the ability to help heal them. So it strengthens your healing abilities for yourself, for others. It also strengthens your communication abilities. You know, you have this much clearer sense of other people, what they're actually saying, and you're hearing them how they intended to be heard, rather than hearing them how you would normally, you know, get everything confused from your illusion. So really cultivating your connection with your soul is, it breaks down the barriers that you have been taught in this life. So that's all your illusions. You know, whether you need to protect yourself, you need to learn how to love. Love is an interesting one as well. You know, there's a lot of people out there who believe that love is manipulative, or it has been their experience that love is manipulative. And it's quite interesting, because that really isn't the vibration of love. And when you cultivate your connection with your soul, so it always goes back to the soul, it's that awareness that, okay, so what I thought was love isn't actually love. It actually is manipulation. Okay, so what is love, and how does that feel? And when you ask your soul, you will actually be able to connect with the vibration of love. And the connection is so pure and so intense, because you were created in this universe with an aspect of love already embedded in the creation of you. So it is always there. It doesn't disappear. And, you know, it's really important for people in general to remember that, you know, even when there's the biggest challenges, the greatest challenges, and the moments where, you know, you want to give up, that when you choose to connect with your soul, that spark is still there. And you can cultivate it. You can allow it to grow. And, you know, don't give up on yourself. It's extremely important to remember that you're here for a reason. Every single person on the planet is here for a reason because they have a gift to share with the world. And everyone is individual. There are not two souls on the face of this planet that are the same. That would be redundant, and this universe would never, ever create anything redundant. It literally creates everything because there's a need for it, and there's a choice to experience that. So your energy it's necessary here for everyone to share in, and it's your choice whether you choose to share it. But know that there's value in who you are and what you have to offer, but it's that recognition that you need to make first, is remembering who you are and what it is you have to offer in the fullness. And the more you offer it, the greater it gets, because that's how you gain greater awareness and greater knowledge. So if you're not sure what it is that you can do yet, share what you know you can do, because then it will grow. And then that's how you nurture it. And you allow it to grow is by taking courage and saying, okay, so I'm just going to share, you know, this little bit that I know with the world today. And the world may be your neighbor. It may be your dog. It may be your best friend. And it may be, you know, 5,000 people. But share it anyways, because you'll learn. And when you share from that vibration of your soul, that truth and that honesty, you can't help but touch other people's hearts. It's just infectious when you're you, and everyone wants to be around you.
You know, I think it's also the most joyful thing you can do too, and it's less hard work.
It's amazing. You know, that the reason we're here is to share who we are and experience everyone else who they are. So it is the essence of joy. You hit the nail right on the head. It is the essence of joy to share who you are and to receive who others are in abundance. It doesn't, you know, it's amazing to me how many people, you know, you could be a millionaire or a billionaire, and it doesn't matter if you have not been able to share who you are or share in who someone else is.
That's beautiful, Michelle. With that, we go to a break. Everyone, we're listening to Your Soul Guidance with Saskia, with our amazing guest, Michelle Vickers, talking about your soul, the greatest and only guru you will ever need. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
Dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to your dreams. Or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hello, we're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia and our amazing guest, Michelle Vickers, talking about your soul, the only and greatest guru you ever need. And as you were talking before the break, Michelle, we all have our inner guru who is always there. Our soul is beautifully, maybe even waiting to be heard and talked to. And you talked about that so beautifully. What I want to ask you, Michelle, is because I know people often wonder about that. What is the difference, or is there a difference? Like you listen to your soul, and then there's always people who talk about, you know, I have my guides talking to me, or the angels, or I'm channeling messengers. What is your take on this?
So my understanding is that, you know, we have guides and we have different guides. Our guides also change. So this goes back to what we were talking about at the beginning of the hour, actually. As we change and evolve and become more aware, our guides change because our guides are there to take us through certain aspects of our life. Even if they're, you know, grandparents or, you know, parents that have passed over, angels, fairies, all of them, you know, our guides shift as we shift and become more aware. Because as we reach new awareness levels, then we need a new guide and teacher who can take us into that space. So that's also why it's very important to go with that change. And a lot of times people don't want to take the change because they feel like they're losing a piece of them. You're simply moving away from a guide who can't take you any further, and you're moving into this fullness of this new guide that has new offerings. The difference between guides and your soul is, you know, your soul is there for you. you, and it knows all about you. It knows everything. It knows the fullness of who you are, and it also has complete compassion, support, and awareness for you and who you are, because we all vibrate with our own specific vibration. So we have our own energy, and there's no two alike. So as we said earlier, you know, if there's no two alike, then there is no other being who will know exactly how best to take you in all directions. So guides show up for particular aspects. They're not the fullness of the experience. You know, you'll have a guide who will maybe help you with seeing courage and how to understand courage, but they won't ever have the full expression of your courage within them, because that's your soul. So they'll have an aspect of courage. They'll be there to help you. So they'll bring you opportunities to see courage and how you can go for the courage in your life. But it's your soul who knows the vibration that you hold of courage within you. Likewise, the same with love and compassion and all of those aspects that you're choosing to learn or that you are being offered to learn, you know, from your soul. The soul is the fullness. So you'll have different guides who support you and who help you, but it's always your soul that knows all about you.
Mm. And how can we make, if we listen, know it's our soul or it's our guides talking? Because some people always say, well, that's my guides. And I sometimes think, you know, I think it's your soul talking.
So the guides very much communicate through more of a mental process or, you know, it's very much more mental or a feeling, like on the feeling on the outside. So if, you know, you'll have, like for me, I'll sense, you know, a fairy sitting on my arm if I'm reading a particular, reading about a particular topic. So they're very external. Your soul is internal. It's that vibration inside of you. Sometimes, you know, if you close your eyes and connect with your soul, you'll actually hear it. Some people will hear it. Some people, you feel it. It's that, it's kind of like putting your finger in an electric socket, but there's no shock. It's just that vibration that flows through you, and that's your energy, that's your power, and you can cultivate that more and more. But it's a very internal experience, whereas your guides are an external experience. When you connect with your soul, you receive messages, but it comes through the energy, whereas when you're receiving from external guides, it comes through more of a mental process and an awareness.
Right. Yeah. Oh, that's beautifully beautifully explained, Michelle. Is there anything, Michelle, you would want to say or really want to make your point? We have a few more minutes where you know.
Yeah, I would say, you know, to live your passion and live the life that you've always wanted, just look inside. It's in there. All the awareness is in there. And have the courage to remember who you are by feeling it, by feeling that's inside of you. Follow your instincts. That's how you know when you're connected with your soul. Is, you know, it may, you know, your instinct is saying, go in this direction, and it may go against everything you think is right or appropriate. Do it anyways, because those instincts are what will allow you to experience and achieve greatness. And that greatness will bring you the greatest joy that you can possibly imagine in this life.
Yeah, I believe that. But I always believe I've seen it in my life so much because I listen to my soul. I'm just very obedient. But my soul is always moving me out of my comfort zone, saying, okay, now, great, you're here. This is great, you did this. And then I think, okay, can I rest here for a bit? But then already my soul's moved forward and kind of, you know, seducing me to come over to the next step. And I have to learn to be comfortable with being uncomfortable at first, thinking, okay, you know what? If I want to grow to that whole fullness, I have to, you know, keep on moving forward. And I've experienced it often, you know, going accompanied with growing pains.
It's true. We're all here for change. We're all here to experience change. But the best part is, Saskia, is that every time you're faced with a challenge for change, It's your soul saying, you've done a great job and you're ready for this. And that's the thing that we need to remember the most, is you'll never get anything more than you can handle. And that whenever you're being offered challenge, it simply means you've done the work. You're ready for transformation. So go for it.
I so believe this. This was so wonderful. Michelle, can you tell the listeners your website again and how they can find you?
My website is michellevickers.com. It's michellevickers.com.
That's so beautiful. And I want to say again, for all of you listening, it is so important to go after your dreams, because that's really your soul whispering in your ears. And you know, you got to start listening to that inner GPS that absolutely unlocks your potential. What I've created is a beautiful deep program that really unlocks that potential. There's CDs with guided meditation. It's on yoursoulguidance.com. You can get instant access to the secret soul map to your dreams. It is the heart of what I do. And daily I get emails from people who are not holding back anymore. As you sign in, you also will get every morning a free Monday morning soul card reading. So go to yoursoulguidance.com. Do it now. Do it for your soul. Next week, we have another guest. I want to again thank Michelle Vickers. You can find her on, say it again, Michelle, what website?
MichelleVickers.com.
MichelleVickers.com. Thank all of you for tuning in, being committed to your soul. I want to thank you. Next week, you can join me on Wednesday, 9 Eastern, 8 Central and 6 Pacific. Have a wonderful week.
You've been listening to Your Soul Guidance, where you make dreams come true. Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to discover how to live a soul-guided life. Begin a journey to a life filled with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining with your host, Saskia Rowell. Let Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to your dreams. Or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, visit YourSoulGuidance.com or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Net.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to YourSoulGuidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to YourSoulGuidance.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to uplevel their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host
at TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest growing transformative networks in the world.
Transformation Talk Radio.